I'm going to have the car impounded, Gary says.
Naturally,
Jillian says graciously. If they're lucky, this guy will be gone in under 2 minutes.
Go right ahead.
Gary stands and runs his hand through his dark hair. He's supposed to leave now. He knows that. But he's dragging his feet. He wants to go on looking into Sally's eyes and drown 1,000 times a day. Instead, he takes his coffee cup to the sink. You don't have to bother with that, Jillian tells him warmly, desperate to be rid of him. Sally smiles when she sees the way he places the cup and the spoon down so carefully. If anything does happen to come up, I'll be in town until tomorrow morning. Nothing will happen, Jillian assures him. Trust me. Gary reaches for the notebook he keeps to remind himself of details and flips it open. I'll be at the Hideaway Motel. He looks up and sees nothing but Sally's gray eyes. Someone at the rental car desk recommended it. Sally knows the place, a dump on the other side of the turnpike, near a vegetable stand and a fried chicken franchise known for its excellent onion rings. She couldn't care less if he's staying in a lousy motel like that. She doesn't give a damn that he's leaving tomorrow. As a matter of fact, she'll be leaving too. She and her girls will be out of here in no time. If they wake early and don't stop for coffee, they can make it to Massachusetts by noon. They can be opening the curtains in the aunt's dark rooms to let in some sunlight just after lunch. Thanks for the coffee, Gary says. He spies the half-dead cactus on the window ledge. This is definitely not representative of the species. It's in sad shape, I'll tell you that. Last winter, Ed Borelli gave each of the secretaries at the high school a cactus for Christmas. Plop it on your windowsill and forget about it, Sally had advised when complaints were raised about who on earth would want such a thing, and other than slosh some water onto its saucer now and then, that's exactly what she herself has done. But Gary is paying the cactus a good deal of attention. He's got that worried look, and he's fumbling with something stuck between the saucer the cactus rests on and its pot. When he turns back to face Sally and Jillian, he seems so pained that Sally's first thought is that he's pricked his finger. Damn it, Jillian whispers.